How does it feel for rock star Mick Jagger to be back on tour, singing and dancing before thousands at 80 years old? Like being on stage at 78, the Rolling Stones frontman said one day after performing at a huge show near Boston, Massachusetts. It took a couple of shows to get in the groove, but now we're into it, Jagger said. I'm feeling good. He first sang the words, "What a drag it is getting old," back in the 1960s. But Jagger is still having fun, although the singer turns 81 on July 26th. And he does not plan to stop rocking anytime soon. The Rolling Stones are performing in America in support of the band's most recent album, Hackney Diamonds. The group will consider touring in other countries next year, Jagger said in an interview. "We'll consider those offers, where we're going to go, and where it will be fun," he said. "It could be Europe, could be South America, could be anywhere." Jagger also said the Stones are likely to release more new music soon. Hackney Diamonds was released last October. It was the first new material from the British rockers in 18 years. The album received wide critical praise. At each show, Jagger commands the stage for 2 hours with bandmates Keith Richards, 80, and Ronnie Wood, 77. Fans say Jagger still provides a highly energetic performance. A New York Times review of a recent show in New Jersey said Jagger's energy seemed to grow greater as the night grew late. "Where does he find such energy?" "I just enjoy it," Jagger said. "Really, that's the answer. I just love doing it. You get this back and forth with the audience. You can see they're having a good time. You're having a good time. And it gives you a lot more energy." Jagger said dancing and gym workouts each week help keep him in good physical condition. His father was a physical education teacher, and Jagger has often credited his good health to genetics. On the tour, the Stones play about 4 songs from Hackney Diamonds in between the band's older hits. The list changes for every performance. Coming up, Jagger said, he hopes some of the artists who made guest appearances on Hackney Diamonds will join him on stage. They include Paul McCartney, Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, and Elton John. The Stones recorded many songs while making Hackney Diamonds, but not all of them were put on the album, Jagger said. "We've got a lot more, so I think we may be set up to make another album quite soon," he said. Jagger stays busy outside of the music world also. He is currently producing 2 films. On the tour, the band asks ticket holders at each stop to vote online for 1 song they want included in that night's show. Boston fans chose "Emotional Rescue" from 1980. In Boston, Jagger urged the crowd to vote in the American presidential election in November. He did not say which candidate he favored. Jagger has made brief political jabs on stage and is sometimes criticized as a British citizen commenting on American politics. "First of all, I think everyone has a right to have an opinion," Jagger said. "It's a free country. I feel like it's such an important election, he added. I've got 7 children who are U.S. citizens. I care about what happens to their future. And I pay a lot of American taxes. So why shouldn't I be able to say what I feel? I'm Katie Weaver.